T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And the Dolphins make me cry, and then they are blue. Everybody now, yeah.
That's not the word.
You sure?
A ba 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 pee ba.
What I hear? Da boop boop ba da pee ya. Da boop. A beady beep. See, I know exactly how it goes. Crank it up.
Singing.
I only want to be with you.
A boop a dap a beep beep. Is that the Roadrunner? Who's singing?
I only want to be with you.
Man, I'd have sung this song, Middle of the Night in Gainesville, at a girl at 1:45 in the morning. Oh, goodness. Don't even know who sings it.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Man. That Purple Porpoise, 1:45, they turned the lights on.
But this is the song, The Dolphins Make Me Cry.
Oh, I know the spinoffs of it, but yeah.
I only want to be with you.
No, this song says The Dolphins Make You Cry. There's a spinoff with Post Malone, but he changed it to Cowboys.
No. This is the original song.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Oh, in the song it says the Dolphins make me cry?
Yeah. This is the song.
I thought that. See? Y'all enlightened me.
Hootie's a big Dolphins fan.
No. I've met him.
No. Darius Rucker is not Hootie. This is like when I say Superman is part of the Avengers.
Yeah.
Darius Rucker is not Hootie.
What?
So he's a Blowfish?
Hootie and the Blowfish is just the name of the band. Darius Rucker happens to be the lead singer. He's not Hootie. You should not call him Hootie. He doesn't like to be called Hootie.
That's a fact. You know, I swear to God, and I've met him. He used to come in the locker room. Like, I knew Darius Rucker. He'd be around the team.
Of course.
He
loved the Dolphins. Sometimes the Dolphins made him cry.
But he hates to be called Hootie?
Hates to be called Hootie. It's not his name.
Body.
But it's not his name.
You're the lead singer of a band called Hootie and the Blowfish. It's one person with a band behind them. Plural Blowfish. Hootie. You're Hootie.
All right, but he's not Hootie. I don't know how else to.
Darius, you're Hootie.
You say so.
I'll bring it to him. He's not a big fella, though. I'll tell him that to his face.
Dolphins have announced today they have signed wide receiver Travis Fulgham to the practice squad. And released wide receiver Brandon Powell from the practice squad.
Big moves.
So, because we were just saying, they were going to have to do something. That just came out. All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour headlines with our friend Hootie and the Solanas.
These headlines are sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. This report also brought to you by Ectrogen, where accuracy matters. Not sure if you have COVID? Fever is the leading sign, so be vigilant and use the only thermometer with proven accuracy in more than 100 clinical studies. That's the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Stay safe, and you can learn more at Ectrogen.com. Yesterday, the Heat, they beat the Hornets 104-103. They remain undefeated in preseason. They'll play again Thursday night versus the Hawks.
All right.
In some NBA news, the Nets say Kyrie Irving will not play or practice with the team until he can be a full participant.
Yeah, so he is not vaccinated and does not want to be vaccinated. And because they're in New York, there are some strict vaccination mandates. So he wouldn't be able to play home games and wouldn't be able to practice with the team. No, wait, I think he would be able to practice.
I saw that he was to be allowed.
Yeah, I think they got an exemption for practice because the practice was going to be considered a private.
At their own practice facility.
But he would not be able to enter the arena because no one's going to be able to enter an arena in New York without proof of vaccination. And so he just said, okay, well, I'll be a part-time player. And from what I read today, they had a meeting with Kevin Durant and, I don't know, the owner of the team, general manager of the team. There were like four people involved, and they were going to decide, you know, are we okay with him being a part-time player? And I guess the decision has been made that, no, either you're part of the team and you can participate all season long. We can't just have you at your leisure. And so that's the decision that they've made.
Yeah. And it's, you know what, and the whole thing, the HIPAA laws and all that stuff, like, make your decision. Because I don't care which way you want to go, if you want to get vaccinated or unvaccinated. But things are going to come from that.
Right, there's repercussions.
Yeah, so that's the thing. If Kyrie, don't get it. I understand your side of it. I understand both sides of it. But if something comes and it's going to be, about $30 million is going to come from him not being vaccinated? If you're that stuck on your ways, do it. Bro, gung-ho. Go ride with your thought.
Trade
You're
going
to lose a bunch of money.
No, go in there and say, trade me. Trade me to a team like the Houston Rockets that need a point guard and you know, in a place that I can play the home games because there are no mandates. Like, you know, so, yeah. There's repercussions to his decision. His
yes.
teammates obviously have a say in the matter. And so if I, like, to me, like, you know when you get on an airplane that there's a mask mandate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you choose to fly, you've got to follow the mask mandate. If you get on the airplane and then decide this is impinging on my rights as a human, as an American, well, that's fine. Make that decision before you get on the plane, though.
Yep. Actions are repercussions.
Right.
Not everything in life, right? Everything. You want to speed. There's a chance you get pulled over and get a ticket. Like, actions, repercussions. This is an action you want to do, there's going
to
be repercussions behind it.
I like to curse. Anyone that talks to me off the air knows that I like to curse. My company does not allow me to curse while I'm doing the show. And if I do, I will lose my job. Mm-hmm. The company will be fined. And I think part of my contract, I would have to then pay the fine back to the company. So I understand. I can curse whenever I want, wherever I want, except when I'm at my job, mm-hmm. when they expressly forbid it.
Oh, when the light's on, because you cuss at me all the time.
Yeah, I do. I have a potty mouth.
I don't like it.
I have a potty mouth. Well, what are you going to do, vegan?
You could whoop me now. You really feel.
I feel like I could. I don't know.
Eat meat that you could flat out
not
whoop
even
me.
That you don't eat meat, though. It's the whole vegan thing. You know, you're like, he comes in every day and he goes, oh, my God, have you had cauliflower ribs?
Oh, my goodness.
And I go, what? He's like, have you had, I'm telling you, they are fall off the bone baby back, except it's made out of cauliflower. Mm. And is it good. And wait till you try this barbecue sauce. It's carrot juice. It's so good. And it's like, all right, whatever. Well, I don't know what you're doing.
Last night I had a like chicken pot pie. It's called like, quote unquote, like.
Hey, you didn't have a chicken pot pie. But you didn't have a chicken pot
goodness.
Pie.
Oh, my goodness.
You didn't have
one. The gravy's there.
Nope.
The green, the little what?
Nope.
The peas.
No,
and,
no the peas are there,
potato
yeah.
chunks?
Mm-mm.
The meat was very chicken-esque.
Nope. There's no such thing as chicken-esque. There's chicken.
Like.
And there's not chicken.
Like chicken pot pie.
Chicken, not chicken.
Yesterday, Ben Simmons, he finally reported to the Philadelphia 76ers.
How about that?
Why is he? I thought he was hard off. Nah, I'm not going to do that. No, he just, it's been a week.
Well, he may have found out that the offers, like, if Philadelphia says, yeah, we haven't got enough, we haven't had the offers to trade you that makes us want to trade you, so Sorry, Ben. Get your ass in the gym, start working on free throws.
And he's getting fined, too.
Well, he won't get his pay. Like, I mean, he's under contract with the Sixers, so he can try to facilitate a trade, and obviously that was his idea. But if they don't get what they want in return, they don't want to just give him away.
You know what happened there. Ben Simmons thought he was going to make this scene, and he would get trade. Somebody would trade for him in a second. Like, I'm Ben Simmons. Somebody's going to want me. And he found out, like, yeah, the Nets are offering Tyler Johnson and a second-round pick, but that's about it.
No, I'm sure there's been a better offer than Tyler Johnson and a second-round pick.
How about the Philly, the Ben and Kyrie? They could switch them.
That's interesting.
Is that a bad idea?
Well, yeah.
Kyrie and Joel Embiid? Bro, come on now.
The Sixers fan base would love Kyrie Irving, but – I mean, it's in the Northeast as well. Like, I imagine.
Yeah, I don't know if Pennsylvania. I don't know if Pennsylvania has the same rules.
Nobody's going to want a guy who's only going to play home games. Not paying somebody $30 million to play 41 games.
Yeah, but if he plays in a state that doesn't have a vaccine mandate at the home arena, you'll play most of your home games. You'll play most of your games, period.
Yeah. It's a big headache, though.
There's only a few states that have an absolute mandate like that.
If you play for the Heat. At 82, what would he play? 60?
Probably more. Maybe. Yeah, 65? No, probably. I'd have to count up the states that have that indoor, arena mandate. I don't know how many. I'm sure California has it.
It does, because the Golden State Warriors are one of the teams that.
Right.
Yeah.
Andrew Wiggins was also holding out for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
That's who it was.
Yeah. The Heat, yesterday, I saw Tyler Hero announced that the Miami Heat are fully vaccinated.
Fully vaxxed, baby.
Yeah.
15 strong.
Does Yerk Savin got to get 3 shots instead of 2? He's a big fella.
Big fella.
The NFL schedule for the rest of the week. The Eagles, they host the Buccaneers, 8:20 p.m. That's a good game. Brady, Jalen Hurts.
The best game, and when I say the best, it's also the worst. Is Justin Herbert versus Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Your two Dolphins quarterbacks battling head-to-head this Sunday.
Why do you paint it like that?
Because there's no other way to paint it. There's no other way to paint it.
When you watch every team, do you say, we could have had
him specifically. Justin Herbert, the decision was Herbert or Tua at that point.
Yes.
They were the two left. It was Herbert or Tua. That was the decision. And then Lamar Jackson... We know that Stephen Ross was in the draft room saying, take Lamar Jackson. So I'm not saying, they could have had Tom Brady, because anybody could have had Tom Brady. He didn't go till the 6th round. I'm not going, every time I see Tom Brady, that could have been a Dolphin. No, these two guys had legitimate chances to be Miami Dolphins.
You needed a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You were going to get a quarterback, and you didn't take those guys.
Correct.
I'm with you there, bro.
Dolphins are 3.5-point favorites over Jacksonville Sunday in London. Hello.
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 They hate us in London.
Totally hate us.
Yeah. Dirty little city.
Right now, your Major League Baseball playoffs.
City. That's like calling New York a dirty little city.
It's a big city.
Yeah. Dirty big city.
Dirty big city. There's a big park in the middle like New York, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, don't walk through the park. And I was like, no, they're going to jack me. They were like, no, they're going to hit on you.
Oh.
And I was like, I walk right through the park.
Yeah, man.
I like to be flattered.
I know.
Big man. Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, fella.
Hey, fella. Y'all okay? It's a flattery to me.
The Strohs, they're on the brink of eliminating the White Sox in the ALDS. They're up 5-1 in the bottom of the fourth. They lead the White Sox 2-1 in that best-of-5 series. Coming up later today, it's game 4 between the Brewers and the Braves. Atlanta leads that series 2-1. And then tonight at 9:07, the Giants and Dodgers,
that's
they play
my team.
Game
my
4.
Dodgers jersey on tonight. I'm watching that.
Los Gigantes of San Francisco lead Los Dodgers 2-1 in that series.
You better not sleep in that jersey.
I almost wore it today.
You're going to wake up with a rash.
What are you talking about? It's a beautiful, it's a comfortable jersey.
Wear that jersey, you're going to have a rash.
I disagree. That jersey's an elixir.
You're going to get
that jersey gives you protection from viruses.
That jersey was $11.
Finally, Americans watched over 57 billion, that's billion with a B, minutes of The Office in 2020.
I was responsible for about half of that.
I can believe
you
it.
You weren't, actually, because this was specific to Netflix, which is who the common person would
watch Comedy Central.
And you watched it with commercials on Comedy Central.
That's the only way to go.
I can believe it. People talk to me about The Office now just because of this show and how much y'all watch
it. Oh, it's the best. Yeah. It is the best. Bobody.
I like it.
The thing
I haven't even seen an episode. I just know how many times you talk about it.
Crowder, the thing with Hawk is that, like, he loves The Office, as so many people do, but he loves, like, the worst part about the show, which is Robert California. It's fine, but what makes the show is the first six seasons, right?
Like, agree to disagree.
Michael Scott, Jim, Pam. And he gets fascinated with the ending of the show, one character who was in it for eight episodes.
D'Angelo Vickers.
It doesn't
make
any
sense.
Robert
California. That's where my allegiances lie on The Office. Michael Scott left the show. Yeah, sorry.
But that's the origin of it.
Sure, yeah. Robert California was all that. I like that the guy who ended up buying it, David
Wallace.
David Wallace. Great character. David Wallace, great character.
Great character. I think you only watched the last two seasons.
I like the British lady.
Did you only watch the last two seasons?
Were there more?
This is what they're getting from me, like, and I got to bring it back. Like, watching Martin and Gina, Martin, Tommy, Pam, like, you're going ancillary pieces are your favorites? Like, you don't like the base characters, you like the extra pieces?
Well, no, obviously.
That's silly.
No. I love the base characters. It's why I fell in love with the show. But I will tell you, if I had to make my Mount Rushmore of Office characters, I'm not sure Michael Scott is on the Mount Rushmore.
It's ridiculous.
And he was, I mean, fantastic in it. And obviously he blew up into a huge star because he was so good in it. But I'd really have to think that through, because Robert California is my hands down favorite. I mean, he's great.
Is that like Shanae? Like your Shanae.
But Shanae was there from the beginning. I mean, Robert California came in for a season and then bolted. That was it.
So
and
just
at
one
the
little
end.
Piece.
But man, he was so good.
It's like if we were talking about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I love the Fresh Prince, but I can only cite references from the last season when they're in college. And then the Aunt Viv is the new Aunt Viv,
Aunt Viv. I can cite references from any show. You can quiz me all you want on it. I just happen to love the Robert California season.
You only cite references from those seasons.
No, but I'm telling you,
it's just
but
annoying.
It's my favorite part of it. I'm trying to think. I love Christian Slater in the Saber video when Saber Sabre takes over.
That was 6 minutes. The entire show was 6 minutes.
But it was great. It was great. You may be wondering what it's like to be bought by Saber. It's
Hawk,
so great.
I don't know, Solana. We found out that you lied for years about The Godfather.
That is true. That is true.
Have you really seen every episode?
I have seen
the
every
Office?
Episode a dozen times.
Season one.
Which gives me more credence to tell you that the Robert California arc was the best arc in the entire series. It just was. Some people are afraid to say it. That's fine. I'm not afraid. I'm not scared.
You ain't scared.
I'm not scared.
Oh, he ain't scared.
Let's get to weather then. From the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center, call
24/7. When they open the Saber store, right, and Jim has to fill in to do the presentation. For what's the other
Ryan.
For Ryan, because he gets cold feet, and then you know he does the thing where he disappears, and then it's just Ryan's face in the pyramid because that's what they planned, and that's great.
The suit is too small.
Those are the later episodes.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you can see where I'm frustrated here, right, Crowder? It's like I told you, it's like me celebrating the new Aunt Viv. In Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's like, nah, nobody does that.
That ain't her.
OG Aunt Viv was.
That ain't Aunt Viv.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm too busy working out. I don't know.
Call 866-954-MORE. Partly
Leroy,
cloudy right now.
Leroy Horde says, Crowder saying chicken-like is equivalent to him being athletic-like trying to jump over the crick.
Like chicken pop pie.
Right. You
That's
were
what they call it.
Like athletic. When you ended up knee-deep in the crick.
Hey, Leroy. The just because you got little tennis ball calves. Don't act crazy.
What aisle in Publix is Leroy in right now?
Oh, four. Says, stays in four.
Somebody says, I'm just reading office Wikipedia.
My man Leroy rides around Davy with his tight outfit on, water bottles jammed down his back. I see you, Leroy. I stop hawking. I don't want to scare you.
Partly cloudy right now. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
All right. Twin Peaks. Talk about it Tuesday. How about that? A little Twin Peaks talk about it Tuesday. And there's a little bonus coming up because Solana gave us a heads up. He's going to ask us for Mount Rushmore of something. So we all had to prepare for Twin Peaks talk about it Tuesday. And my Mount Rushmore is fire. So Twin Peaks talk about it Tuesday here in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Our third child was made with hot sauce in the bed.
Hawk and Crowder.
In a dealership, six.
All right, before we get to talk about it Tuesday, I'm going to talk about Get Upside. One of my favorite and most used apps. Now, not everyone is going to fill their gas tank as often as I do, but I drive from Boca to Miami every day, so I fill my car a lot. But no matter how often you fill your car with gas, now, if you're a driver, Uber driver, Lyft driver, you probably fill your car with gas a lot. I'm telling you, anyone that has a car should get the Get Upside app. You go to the App Store, you go to Google Play, download the Get Upside app, and then after you sign up and put your name in there, make sure you put it. It'll ask you for a promo code. Make sure you put in the promo code HOCH, H-O-C-H. Because if you do that, you could earn up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up, and then up to 25 cents cash back per gallon every time you fill up after that. I am telling you from experience, once you download the Get Upside app and start using it, you're going to wonder why you didn't download it sooner. You can earn free money every time you fill your car with gas. And I know it sounds too good to be true, but it's real. It doesn't cost you anything. $1 million cash back is being earned by users each week, so it's time for you to get your share. So download the Get Upside app right now. App Store, Google Play, download the Get Upside app, put in the promo code HOCH. That's H-O-C-H. All right. We're going to play a little Twin Peaks talk about it Tuesday. We love doing this on Tuesdays. Twin Peaks, by the way, finally, the NHL opening games are here. That's tonight. What better way to start hockey season than with an ice-cold 29-degree draft beer? You can get to Twin Peaks for the puck drop. It's Tampa. They're going to raise their 2021 Stanley Cup banner as they take on the Penguins. That's 7:30 tonight. Followed by the Seattle Kraken, their debut, and the Vegas Golden Knights. That's at 10 p.m. You can catch the official puck drops tonight at Twin Peaks. The NHL is back, baby. All right, do you have a big open for Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday?
On Tuesdays, Hawk and Crowder Talk About It.
Gourmet donuts or classic donut chains.
Talk about it.
If you're in the MLB, what would your walk-up song be?
Talk about it.
Coupon or coupon?
Let's talk about it. Courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks, South Florida.
Be a perfect time for a song to jump in there and just keep the energy.
I feel it, though. I feel the energy.
Well, agree to disagree.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Today's National Gumbo Day.
Oh, I've been waiting for this all day.
What is your Mount Rushmore of people in sports who look like they love a nice, warm bowl of gumbo?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. I know who's going to be on Crowder's list. So should we start with Crowder or should I give you my Mount Rushmore?
Nah, Hawk, let's let Crowder go first.
Okay. I got Zion Williamson.
Of course.
I have Zion Williamson's brother.
Oh, for the love of God.
Zion Williamson's cousin. And Bartolo Colon.
Good. I have to tell you, I may end up being wrong on this Zion Williamson because he's got foot problems.
He's carrying around all that damn gumbo.
Would you like to know my Mount Rushmore of people in sports who look like they love a nice bowl of gumbo? Mm-hmm. I got Ed Orgeron.
Oh, that's a great one.
Eats it for breakfast.
Yeah.
Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Caught in the beard a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Vita Vea.
You don't accidentally get 360.
I'm telling you. You tell me that there's a big tub of gumbo out somewhere. He's not having six or seven bowls.
It's not a bowl. It's a tub.
Vita Vea.
And James Harden. Have you seen him? He's thick again.
He got thick?
He's thick again.
Man, he fluctuates.
Do you like gumbo before you were vegan?
Oh, love it.
Yeah?
Yes.
Solana, you like gumbo?
Never had a plate of gumbo.
Oh, you're allergic to seafood.
Correct.
I forgot.
Until you said plate of gumbo.
Yeah, plate of gumbo.
Plate. No, it's soup-like, correct?
It's not a plate. You wouldn't have a plate of gumbo. You'd have a bowl of gumbo.
I mean, you could have a plate of gumbo. Good.
Well, you could have a plate of cereal, too, but I mean, you don't.
I love Vita Vea for some reason.
You could have a bowl of pizza. Vita Vea is a good one, right?
That's a surprise.
That dude's getting gumbo.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Had the Ryan brothers on there. They got kicked off.
They love gumbo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Markieff Morris, new addition to the Miami Heat. I don't know if you saw him over the past couple days. He had a good game last night, but looks like he's been partaking in some gumbo over the offseason.
Who was the dude, like a karate expert? I'm drawing his...
James Johnson.
James Johnson.
Postmates.
He went through it. That's right, Postmates.
Yeah, he got heavy.
We did a whole show on him.
Yeah. What's he ordered?
On him single-handedly keeping Postmates available.
All right, what else you got, Solana?
All right, guys. Let's get serious here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
In a new poll, more people responded to this poll and said that they'd rather know when they will die over knowing how they will die.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. I feel like you've lost the vibe of this game. I mean, what a morbid question. We're talking about gumbo. We're talking about changing tires the other week. You really want to get into this?
Listen.
I like it.
We do the hard-hitting questions on
we
this.
We do?
Well, Hawk has a point about hard-hitting questions.
I mean, it's...
We go from gumbo to death decisions.
It's Twin Peaks.
I can see both sides.
Twin Peaks sponsored a lighthearted segment of goofy questions.
I have an opinion on this, though.
So, would I rather know when I'm going to die or how I'm going to die?
That's easy.
Is it easy?
When? Does it matter how? You're going to die.
Well, if I told you the how is in a plane crash, you could avoid it. See,
if it's
cancer, you can't avoid it. If I told you it's going to be in a plane crash, you'd stop flying.
Take the train.
Right?
Oh, see, I would like to know when because I'm a planner.
Right.
So I can have everything lined up for the kids and the wife when I die. But that makes sense to be able to avoid.
No,
but
you can't do that.
I loopholed it?
It's not that you loopholed it. Is that if you were to start avoiding, you know you're going to die in a plane crash. You start avoiding flights, you're changing the course of history.
It's like Back to the Future.
And Final Destination, that movie.
Right.
Like, they knew that they were lined up to die, and death would find them.
Right.
Oh, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, like, you're saying, because it's a part of the movie, Final Destination, where the guy was like, he wants to drive somewhere. I think it was he was going to die in a plane. So he drove, and a log flew off the back of a truck and flew through the window and hit him. Like, death is going to find you.
Hmm. Well, then, you know, if that's what's going to happen, then if you find out how you're going to die, it might not even be true. The whole thing's a little fakakta.
I don't know what that
means. That may have been a curse word. I don't know.
I don't know. You good.
That was nice. I like that combo.
All right.
Wasn't pleasant.
Somebody texts in, cremation or burial? Talk about it. All right. Can you lighten it up a little bit, jackass?
Cremation. Put my big ass in a box. Good, son.
In a new poll, just 2% of adults said they knew a good magic trick. 16% know a magic trick, but they admit it's not very good. And 78% of people don't know any magic tricks. Where do you fall in the magic trick conversation?
What are you showing? You're pulling your thumb
off your hand. Talk about it.
It's terrible.
Talk about it.
It's terrible. Whatever you're doing is terrible. It doesn't
my
even make
thumb,
any...
I'm pulling my thumb off of my left hand.
No, you're not.
Hawk, look.
No, you're not.
See the wiggle?
Magic tricks are dumb.
Uh-oh.
No adults should know magic tricks.
I hate the magic trick guy at a party.
Oh, the worst.
And if he brings props...
The worst.
Get out of my house with the plastic thumb butt wipe.
Like, come on. I'm an adult here.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to go to a party with Doug Henning, master magician.
Now, what's the crazy guy that, like, has a deal with the devil and floats? David Blaine?
Oh, David Blaine.
I would hang out with him.
But he's not a magician, per se. He does stunts. You know what I mean? Like, it's not magic. He does some stunts.
You have a pigeon in your jacket all day? That's animal abuse.
Right. Yeah. Hey, nice to meet you. My kid loves hanging out with your kid. I'm glad you invited me. A pigeon! Get out of my house!
Can he come in your bedroom?
No, wait, yeah. I mean, I invited him to the house.
I invited him to the house.
I mean, mi casa, su casa. All right, one more, Solana. You have a take on the magician?
I mean, you don't like the guy that can pull the coin behind the back of your kid's ear?
No.
I like that guy.
Hate that guy.
That was the 40-year-old virgin did that to his girlfriend.
Hate that guy.
I know a guy that knows magic tricks. I think he listens. Bro, stop it.
Yeah, stop it.
You're not impressing me.
Stop it. It's got to be T.
Is it the Four of Clubs? Get out of my house!
They do make it like because I know what you're going to do. You're going to tell me the card that I thought of, but they make it, you know, is it 10 of Spades?
Punch in your face next time. Josh, did I say that?
All right, let's end this on a high note here.
All right.
3 in 5 pet owners claim they'd run into a burning building for their pet.
Talk about it.
I mean, what are you doing here? What are you doing?
You got it, Hawk.
A burning building?
Rocky.
He's fine, but I mean, you're talking about a burning building.
Everybody that listens to the show knows my answer.
Oh, I know you're not.
Ain't no way in the hell.
Would you for Fauci?
For sure.
A burning building.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you a story about my dad and his brothers. The neighbor had a tortoise, a pet tortoise. He went out
Wait
of town.
A minute. A tortoise is not a pet.
He went out of town. He had a tortoise on his porch. Like, you know, the big porches back in the day, the screened-in porches. The guy went out of town for 3 days, told him, hey, can you come throw some lettuce in the porch? They made soup the next day out of the man's tortoise.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Yep, and they tell the story with pride. Hey, bro, you remember Mr. Johnson? Talk about feed him lettuce. They made soup out of him.
Tortoise isn't really a pet, though.
I think a cat's a pet, either.
How dare you?
Neither here nor there.
I had two turtles when I was younger.
Yeah, those are not pets.
My kids had a turtle.
Turtles don't do anything. They're not pets.
I bust the tank and told him he escaped just so I didn't have to feed him and clean him.
I don't care how old you are. Anybody knows a turtle does not escape anything. Doesn't escape.
Well, they were like 3 and 2.
Nope,
though.
They knew.
You can trick a
Hawk,
a 3-year-old?
They watched the turtle. They know how slow he is.
They'll let me trick him with this thumb thing I keep doing that you're not impressed by.
Nope, they hate you.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Fine-ass Kyle.
He's got that walk.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.